Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Hey, Chase, my name is Esther.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good. I wanted my money to be refunded back to me. My account was debited in May because I had a 6-monthly supply. At the end of the day, I didn't change my address. I changed my address. The first shipment was lost. I changed. Good afternoon. Sorry, hold on, please.
Okay,
what would you want?
Oh, thank you.
The yeah. I have my ID card. My ID card is with you. I have just one account with you. I have one account with you. Yes. Hello, sorry, please. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
So at the end of the day, I corrected my address with your customer service. They shipped a second one. Unfortunately, they did not correct the shipping address. It went to a wrong place. I called again the third time. The same thing kept happening. So, and the customer service was extremely, almost 0%, because they were suspecting that I collect the product and I did not, that was their intention. I did email and nobody responded to my email. You understand? So the last time I called, I asked them, I called on the 6th, I suppose, just refund me back my money. I'm not accepting your, since May you debited my account. If I talk to you now, no refund, no product. So that is why I'm calling. What is holding my refund, please?
Okay. Yeah, and I do see here on the last note says that they did process that refund for you. That would have been when it was the actual refund processing day. Let me check that out. Item refunded. So the transaction day for the refund there would have been on 7/6, July the 6th. Now, usually they take, around 3 to 5 business days to populate into a customer's account.
That what?
The refund. I see the refund was processed on July the 6th, so it would have been in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days from that day.
But as I'm talking to you now, I've not seen it in my account.
You haven't seen the 144 there back in?
Yes, I have not.
Okay. All right. Well, let me see. I'll put in a submission there so we can have our corporate office go in and look and see maybe if something went wrong, because it's showing on our side everything looks like it was delivered. But I'll have them look into the account so they can see maybe if they see some error that maybe I don't here.
You know what? Who is the manager of customer service in Omax?
There's not necessarily a manager over the whole customer service just for Omax. I mean, I have separate supervisors in different areas and different departments.
That what?
There's supervisors in different departments. It's
okay,
not really,
you don't have a manager.
Well, yes, we definitely have supervisors. Yes, ma'am. I said, it's not like just one person.
That what?
I was just letting you know, it's not just one person that was, that's over the entire customer service. It's
okay,
multiple supervisors.
How do I reach the CEO of Omax?
I'm sorry?
How do I reach the CEO of Omax?
I'm the CEO?
Yes.
The CEO would be Dr. Joseph Moran.
Dr. Who?
Joseph Moran.
Can you spare the baron for me, please?
I'm sorry?
Can you spare the baron?
Sure. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So,
give me 1 minute.
Okay.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, so it's Joseph, that's a J-O-S-E-P-H, and then last name is M-A-R-O-N.
Aaron.
Oon.
Maroon, okay. Maroon.
Yes, ma'am.
So how do I contact him?
I don't really have a contact for him there. Because
Do
this
I have a
is.
contact?
No, ma'am. I have an email if you wanted to email, customer service in general.
No, I've sent several emails to customer service in general, and I'm not satisfied. I've sent several emails to customer service in general. I'm not satisfied. I'm being honest with you.
All right, yes, ma'am. Like I said, we have several supervisors here, but
That's what?
I said we have several supervisors here, that would handle customer service calls.
Okay. But I don't want to. I want to go above supervisor. That is what I want. Because I you know how I got to know of Omar? It was through TV advert. In 2016 or 2015, that is how I got to know of Omar. And since then, I have been a customer of Omar. But the last treatment I got from the so-called people I talked to, I have their name. I'm not taking it for nothing. I can't take it for granted. So if you don't give me, definitely I will get it. Because I will do everything. I will try the most I can to get it, and I will get it whenever I get it. On no
Okay.
account. I'm a trained customer service person. I've worked in the bank for 2 years of my life. So you don't, there's nothing on earth that will make you to treat a customer the way Omar said has treated me. For nothing. If I don't get it from your customer service, I will do my research. Whether I don't have time, but I will have time for it. I'll do my research and get it. I want to email a detailed experience to the owner of Walmart. Because nowhere in the world is customer service done the way the ladies I talk to did.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I understand the concern there with that. And when I was submitted this for them to look in to see why maybe the refund hasn't processed yet, because usually, like I said, once we it shows on the account here, that means that it's been in deposited into the customer's account. But when I submit the request for them to look into that and see why it happens, I also put in there that you would need an email to you. So either way, whatever fi they find, if they find a solution or a reason why it wasn't happening or whatever the case may be, they're going to email you and reach out to you to let you know what's going on.
Can you give me the last 4 digits of the account it was deposited in? Let me be quite sure. Because I checked my account that was debited. I've been following my account. I think it was debited on May. On May. May. Late May. I can't remember the exact date.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let's see. The card that it would be going back to, it's a, or the account anyways, it's a Visa ending in 2460.
2460.
Yes,
Okay.
ma'am.
Okay, I will double check. From your end, when was it credited?
Like I said, it shows the 7/6 is the credit day. So when we issue it, it usually takes around 3 to 5 business days from that day.
Okay, I will double check.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, and I've already submitted for them to look into it as well there. So either way, we'll be able to find out what's going on, and we'll be in touch, and we'll be emailing you to let you know what's going on.
Okay.
Okay. And
Thank
again,
you.
I do apologize. Was there anything else I could do for you today?
No, that's fine. I'm good.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling Customer Service Omex Health. I hope you have a great afternoon.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.